And this final note from the week's news. In Paris, the 30th anniversary of the death of singer Jim Morrison was observed in newspaper articles, concerts, films, and by thousands of fans. On Tuesday, Morrison's actual death anniversary, crowds poured into Père Lachaise Cemetery, where the rock idol is buried. He died in Paris at the age of 27 of heart failure and perhaps too much booze, too many drugs. In 1967, 4 years before he died, Jim Morrison named some favorites: Sinatra, Elvis, TV News, Keats, Meat, and The Color Turquoise. 1967 was the year The Doors' first album was released, but I learned about him without LPs or radio or television. I was living in India. My husband worked for the State Department's Agency for International Development, and he was posted to New Delhi for 2+ years. The war in Vietnam was raging, but in Delhi, in those days before CNN and the Internet, we were insulated from war and the mass demonstrations against it back home. The war in Vietnam came to us on the pages of Time and Newsweek magazines, usually a week late. Those magazines told us, too, about a cultural revolution that was underway in the U.S. In Delhi, we played our Beatles tapes and only read about psychedelia and grass you didn't mow, a woman named Joplin, a place called Haight-Ashbury. As a protected, obedient child of the 50s, I found most of what I read hard to believe. In Delhi, I had a job as assistant to the wife of the U.S. Ambassador, Chester Bowles. Mrs. Bowles, Dorothy Stebbins Bowles, Steb to those who knew her, was like Eleanor Roosevelt, heartily engaged. She traveled everywhere. She was curious about everything, always wore Indian clothes, either sari or salwar kameez, herself an ambassador of goodwill. The Bowles went back to the U.S. in 1967 for a brief home leave, rest, recuperation, and a chance to get back in touch with America. When they returned, Mrs. Bowles came into the office, standing there with her wrinkles and gray hair and draped in printed cotton from Rajasthan. 64-year-old Steb Bowles said,
"Come on, baby, light my fire."
That was my introduction to Jim Morrison, my first encounter with the Doors, and I realized that something had indeed broken through back home.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be alone.